It's the Connor Happer Show with Connor Happer and Josh Ottson. Let's get ready to rumble.
Licensing of the phrase "let's get ready to rumble" just over the last 7+ years internationally is grossed approximately close to $400 million in retail sales.
Really?
You guys look like, what do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
On 1620, The Zone.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome in. It's Connor Happer Show. You're on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. It's finally Friday. We made it. We're coming off of a, depending on if you are a Millard West or a Millard South baseball fan, parent, somebody associated with the program, either a good or bad night of baseball. Same thing with Nebraska last night, baseball around the area. We'll do our local baseball team over under a little bit later in the show. A lot later in the show. Six games left this weekend. Each of them starting on Thursday nights, because guess what? We don't have school to worry about anymore. We're going to play whenever. I like that when it gets around this time in college baseball. It's college baseball, but it's actually like sort of professional baseball without the money. Nebraska still on life support, remaining on life support for the Big Ten baseball tournament, which starts next week. Look around the league. Everybody is attempting to say, hey, Nebraska, you know, we can make this happen for you.
You're getting the help you need.
Yeah, why don't you go? You're close. You're right there. Why don't you go? Purdue loses last night. I think Northwestern lost last night as well. So they're getting the help that they need. And now Purdue is the team that's in a good position. They can win, or they can clinch a spot in the Big Ten tournament and eliminate Nebraska effectively, I believe, with just one win in their next two games. So Nebraska has now made their margin for error zero after a loss last night. Oof. I was down there at Haymarket Park. It's not that they're like physically a bad team. It's not, and you know, the roster's going to turn over a lot. They seem to think like, hey, we just need some better players. We got to do some things differently. And they definitely have to do some things differently. They give themselves for how kind of anemic they are on the offensive side of the ball, they give themselves opportunities to be in games. And in some cases, the other team gives them opportunities to be in games, like there was last night in Michigan State. That's not a very good team. That's really not a good team at all. Nobody would categorize Nebraska as a very good team either. And I mean, they just swing at really bad pitches. And that's, I mean, look, I've been saying this all year with Nebraska baseball, but they swing at bad pitches. They strike out at super inopportune times. They make errors at inopportune times. I was telling Josh, so if you didn't watch the game last night, and this is a pretty good encapsulation of Nebraska baseball season. They're picking up some steam. They don't have any runs yet, but it's the eighth inning. They're kind of picking up some steam. They're putting up, you know, a few rallies together, but they're kind of falling short. And, you know, top of the eighth rolls around. Guy from Michigan State gets a leadoff double, and you're like, oh, here we go. They're going to really shut him down. And Shea Shaneman comes back and gets a couple strikeouts. Guy gets to third, two outs, and Shaneman strikes out the Michigan State guy. Ball kind of squirts away from the catcher, and they got him at first. You know, if he does the kind of fun, if Josh Caron does the kind of fundamental thing where you're supposed to kind of, that he might not have had enough time, but you're supposed to kind of clear yourself one way or the other, whether it's in fair or foul territory, mm-hmm. to get that throw to first base. It would have been in foul territory in this situation. Guess what he does? He throws it into the guy's back who's running down to first. Run scores 4-0. Inning ends one pitch later. And then in the bottom of the ninth for Nebraska, they get a couple breaks, they get a couple walks. A single dropped in that wasn't supposed to. They had bases loaded, I think, with one out, followed by strikeout, and then strikeout looking with the bases loaded.
What's the vibe in the ballpark?
So,
because I don't get the feeling that most of the fans have, like, those bums, they suck.
No, but it's not like it's.
They want them to do well, but they're just.
I think it's the same vibe as Will Bolt, who, you know, came out last night and was like, what more is there for me to say? Like, what am I supposed to do here? And I don't know. Like, I go back and forth on that because some of the stuff that they seem to think is going to go away when they turn over the roster, basically completely this offseason, they bring in a billion JUCO guys and, you know, what, I think 15 or 17 new guys in the roster or something like that. They'll keep a bunch of guys around. But it seems like that is the plan of attack for a team this year who, I mean, they just have horrible approaches at the plate. Like, team-wide, bad approaches at the plate. Even a guy like Max Anderson, who, and you know, he gets pitched a little bit differently now because he doesn't have anybody around him to kind of protect him. So you can kind of really zone in on Max Anderson and be really careful with him because that's a guy who we know can hit. But then he's pressing a little bit. He's going out of his way, swinging at bad pitches. I mean, just so many times last night against a Michigan State pitcher whose hat was flying off every play. Needed to, like, tape his hat to. Seriously, the guy had, like, floppy hair, and his hat would fall off every pitch. I'm like, dude, get a haircut or get a tighter hat. It's, anyway.
You strike me as a get a haircut guy.
Get a haircut!
And I like that about you, actually.
You know,
I'm a little shaggy right now myself.
You can have long hair. It's just like, how are you dealing with the fact that your hat is falling off after every pitch? You have to go down to the ground and pick it up. Wouldn't that be annoying? This guy does it every time he pitches. It's ridiculous. But they just swing at bad pitches and they go down. They barely struck out last night unless it was in a super inopportune situation like the ninth inning with the bases loaded. they barely struck out last night and they go down so early. They swing at a bad pitch early in the count that results in a lazy flyout to, you know, the outfield, to the shallow outfield. That's not anything, you know? I know what they want to do is be really aggressive. But it does bother me a little bit that for this team this year, they weren't a little bit more, hey, in order to have a chance here, we're going to have to move the guy.
Yeah.
We're going to have to manufacture something. And guess what? Their pitching has really been pretty good for the last like month or month and a half. It sort of bothers me a little bit that they didn't make that adjustment, but I don't know. We'll see what happens this offseason. But some of that stuff is the approach on offense. That's portable. I don't care how good or bad you are. If they feel like they can fix this thing with better players next year, maybe that is the case. But if you have better players in there and their approach is just as bad, and it results in, you know, quick, lazy outs. I mean, it doesn't help you that much. It doesn't help you that much. So they're in a weird spot right now, a bad spot. And they're not going to make the Big Ten tournament. So you will not see.
Whoa. Keep hope alive.
I hope they do. The conference just says, hey, here, go. The space is available. Go be in the Big Ten tournament. And they keep saying kind of no. But I don't know. It's an ugly scene down there right now for Nebraska baseball. On the other side, did you see what happened in Omaha last night at Tal Anderson Field? It didn't involve our friends at UNO. How about a state championship walk-off home run in a game where you blew a 9-0 lead to go down 10-9?
That game had everything.
And then win on a 2-run home run to win 11-10. And I thought we had the three best teams in the final three in Class A last night for what I saw over the weekend. Millard West, Millard South, and Lincoln East. Did you see the crowds, though? The student sections?
I don't know what was... I drove by at about 5:15 last night. I don't know what game was going on at that moment in time. I was impressed at the number of butts in the seats.
5:15.
Would it have been a third place game? I don't know what the bracket was. Who else was playing there?
It may have been that last Lincoln East game where they got eliminated.
But I was like, wow, 5 o'clock. That good attendance at Tal last night.
The shots that I saw last night from the scene. As A.J. Tauber from Millard West hit the walk-off home run last night. Really cool. And I think part of the, part of it is that Tal Anderson is a small stadium, mm-hmm. which means you can fill it up and you get that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah.
The student section's right on top of the dugout there, and they're raised up. Like when you're on the field, everything is kind of above you. That was a pretty cool feeling last night. I get the sense that the NSA probably enjoyed their first trip to Tal Anderson Field, especially because we had some rain this week, and we had to move, get games in mm-hmm. quickly, back to back in some cases. We had to beat storms in some cases, and then you got the rain to deal with, and we're not talking about pulling tarp or anything like mm-hmm. that. I think that's a pretty good setup for them.
No, they almost blew the biggest lead in championship game history. Kid comes up to the plate, had hit 2 career home runs. Those were in the district final.
Love it.
Wind's blowing out, and he pulls off the, I don't want to say miracle, but he pulls off the unthinkable and wins a state title for Millard West. That's just an incredible story.
That wind kicked up a little bit last night. And, maybe helped blow that thing out of the yard, but... they'll take it either way. That is not how you're going to remember it. By the way, you can call or text into the show. Call or text into the show. That's right, and we would encourage you to do so. 402-951-1620. We are open for you guys on a Friday. We'll make our way through a bunch of different things. A couple more baseball items. Jordan Addison shocking the world and heading to USC. Like I mentioned, Nebraska baseball continuing their quest to make the Big Ten tournament. Will they be able to do so? I don't know, but they have to win both. And a little NSAA news outside of baseball and into basketball. As of this morning, we will get to all of those things on the show. We'll preview the weekend as we normally do. But like I said, I want to hear from you guys. 402-951-1620. You can call or text in the show. Tweet at Happer Show, at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. And you can email into the show. I'm just trying to get out. Josh is looking at me like I'm crazy. Here's all the ways you can get in contact with
us.
Yes. Connor@1620.com on the Equitable Bank inbox. Let's take a phone call to start things off here on Friday. We got Zach on the line. Hey, Zach, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just listening to you guys on the radio, and gets me excited to still be thinking about that walk-off home run last night.
Hey, man, that was really, really cool. I wasn't there, but I saw the videos immediately after it happened. It looked like a hell of a scene. Were you there?
I was there. First base coach, when he hit
Zach! Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yep. When he hit that, man, it was... It was no doubt.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so what's the mindset, what's the vibe when you're up 9-0 and then it starts to kind of sink away a little bit, and, what are you feeling at that moment? Because the crowds, they're there and they're kind of all over you. I guess what's going through your head as that's unfolding last night?
You know, one thing that we told the kids is don't get too high, don't get too low. Each student section was absolutely electric.
Yeah.
And to feel that, the swing a little bit, all you got to do is just be even keeled and just believe that you guys, the team is going to prevail. And And we did.
Hey, how'd the guys like Tal Anderson in the setup there? Because Miller West has been in a lot of state tournaments and those scenarios over the past few years. So you played basically everywhere now in the state. First trip down to Tal Anderson. How was the setup?
It was awesome. Tal is a great facility. Awesome host. Just glad to have it in Omaha. As you could see with the crowd, having it, at home, one would say that I think that was the right move. But beautiful, beautiful facility. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better for a state championship game.
Hey, Zach, thanks for the call, man. Good to see you a few days ago, and we'll catch up soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Connor.
That's Zach, who's he's out there coaching first base for Millard West. So I was like, coaching first base. Oh, go way back. Got it.
Way back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Back a ways. How about that? You play the state tournament in Omaha, and look what happens.
You get a great...
Omaha! Omaha! Omaha!
You get a great story. You get a great game. You get good attendance. It was a win from just about every justifiable angle.
It felt big, right? It feels big.
It's so often that this is what happens. Oh, the state baseball championship is tonight. Oh, okay. It didn't feel like that this week. It felt like there was a tournament in town and there was movement all week.
Now what do we have to do to get the games on the Nebraska public media?
They have been in the past. Did I dream that? Am I making that up? It's entirely possible.
No, that actually sounds right. They didn't do it last night, though, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, what the hell? I'm looking at you, Nebraska Public Media. What's going on?
Dropping the ball. What were you busy with? I don't know. They might have been shooting graduations. And
that actually
like
does.
That.
They have done it before.
I want to say
they
have.
They didn't do it last night.
Yeah.
That's a missed opportunity there.
Mm-hmm.
Make it feel big, and have the people at the venue. They actually care about it, and it's a pretty fine line there. I mean, for football, it's a little bit different because football you're going to play it at Memorial Stadium pretty much no matter what. It's the only big football facility in the state. It's obviously too big, for the moment, mm-hmm. but there's almost nothing else you could do about
it. It's cool for the kids. It's cool. It looks it doesn't look great on TV, but it's cool for everyone involved.
Exactly. And that's the only way you could do it. All roads lead to Memorial Stadium. But for baseball, you can kind of mess around with a little bit. And we have enough baseball facilities in the state now of various sizes where you can put it in a place like that and it will look and feel appropriate from a scale perspective, but also it'll make it feel bigger than playing it at Sherman Field, or whatever else there is. So we had a little movement on the state basketball front this morning as well. We'll chat about that during the show. Once again, feel free to get in contact with us anytime, 402-951-1620. You can call or text into the show. We have Brian Munson of Husker Online coming up at 11 o'clock. Kind of sneaky big recruiting weekend, as they will be this summer. We'll talk a little bit of Cade McIntyre in-state offers and people encroaching on Nebraska's territory. And Nebraska jumping back into Kansas City and maybe seeing some immediate dividends with a couple of visitors this weekend. BC will join at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. And then Steve Sippel, who is roaming his way through his month off of his day job, will join us today. He has made sure to tell me that he will be joining the show today. Double, triple confirmed. All right, we will come back. More up next on the Connor Amper Show on 1620.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.